2 months ago, we read an article about guide dogs for the blind in Norwich. This reminded reader Philip Clark about his mother's role in helping the Norwich Social Centre for the Blind. And Sam Elmhurst will read his email.
Reference the article in the March-April issue regarding guide dogs for the blind in Norwich. It was interesting to read Heather Duffield's account of her mother's life. We knew Ivy as my mum acted as chauffeur and companion for some activities with the Norwich Social Centre for the Blind. In the 1960s and 70s, my mum, the late Maureen J. Clark, was coordinating and collecting tin foil to donate proceeds to the Guide Dog Society. She would collect from personal, school and business locations, and the carload and latterly a transit van would be weighed at Mile Cross before Perutz's, the Norwich scrap merchant, would pay for the cleaned metal foil. Rowntree Mackintosh was one good place to collect from. The tin foil was a worthwhile collection. More than one dog's placement was paid for, and an award was given for one collection milestone, £500. Later, the funds collected were given to the Norwich Blind Social Centre. This voluntary work had brought Mum into contact with guide dog owners, and she would take some with their dog to schools or WI afternoon meetings for talks, and so she became friendly with Ivy Wright and Ken Gooch, among others. I seem to recall that our family drove Ivy to Leamington Spa on one occasion, as she was having a new guide dog, and she would have stayed at the training centre for a week or so. My mum's album shows Ivy with two different dogs, Celia and another. And my mum was quite an active volunteer, belonging to the WRVS, and I know she visited the Borborough secret bunker among her duties. She also achieved 50 blood donation sessions, and the friendships with people like Ivy were valued. I was good friends with her son Keith for some years, shared a hobby of cars and model slot car racing. It shows that with the help of the local scrap dealer, that collecting this was very worthwhile, and it's a shame that it is no viable collation today, just being lost in general recycling, which must be a pain to sift out. And Ivy, along with others, did raise awareness in this region of the Guide Dogs Association's need to raise funds for training puppies and allocate useful working dogs that really improve life quality to those who have them assigned.
Thank you, Sam.